Kansas House Bill 2177 would stiffen criminal penalties for motorists repeatedly convicted of fleeing or attempting to elude authorities. And Kansas Highway Patrol Colonel Eric Smith, along with Coffee County Undersheriff Eric Smith, testified to a House committee in support of the bill. Both said the state would be justified to enact progressively severe punitive measures for those who continue to attempt or commit an aggravated form of fleeing and eluding. Colonel Smith said increased penalties for prior convictions discourages violators from committing the same offense. He said the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration documented 525 fatalities in 2021 that occurred during police pursuits in the United States. On Thursday, the House responded by voting 94-28 to send the bill to the Kansas Senate. The legislation would raise a third or subsequent conviction for skirting a roadblock, avoiding tire deflation devices, or intentionally causing property damage during a law enforcement chase from a Level 9 felony to a Level 5 felony. And the bill would also dictate that a person convicted a third or subsequent time of driving the wrong way into an opposing lane of traffic and forcing a motorist to take evasive action or colliding with a vehicle would face a Level 4 felony rather than a Level 9 felony. On Thursday, Governor Kelly in the Kansas Water Office announced the award winners for the second round of the Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302 grant programs, which provide over $26 million in funding for water projects and technical assistance to communities across Kansas. In 2023, Senate Substitute for House Bill 2302 increased the amount of state funding for the State Water Plan Fund, or SWPF, and created two new water-related grant funds, the Technical Assistance Grant Fund and the Water Projects Grant Fund. And in the first year, 34 municipalities and special districts related to water were rewarded $18 million. The grant program received over 300 applications in its first year, so an additional $10 million was provided in 2024 through the legislature to address the high demand for funding. Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office, said they're grateful for the legislature and Governor Kelly for approving this additional funding as they received a large number of applications again this year, and this funding is necessary to Kansas communities. 39 technical assistance grants and 24 water project grants were awarded to 70 communities and special districts related to water, though over 270 communities applied for the 2024 funding period, requesting a total of $237 million. Senator Rick Billinger with Kansas Senate District 40 said Kansas's small agricultural towns are the lifeblood of our state, and this funding will help these communities have the clean and affordable water access they need to thrive. A total of $26,287,103 was awarded. Locally, for the Technical Assistance Grant Fund, Norcator was awarded $134,700. And for loan assistance, NWKP and DC Hill City was awarded $1,104,952. To see the full list of funded projects, you can visit kwo.ks.gov. U.S. Senators Jerry Moran of Kansas, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, and Roger Marshall of Kansas introduced legislation to combat the high cost of prescription drugs and provide greater transparency of pharmacy benefit managers, or PBMs. The Pharmacy Benefit Manager, PBM, Transparency Act would ban deceptive and unfair pricing schemes, prohibit arbitrary clawbacks of payments made to pharmacies, and require PBMs to report to the Federal Trade Commission on how much money they make through spread pricing and pharmacy fees. Senator Moran said PBMs have engaged in deceptive and unfair drug pricing practices for years without proper oversight, driving up the cost of prescription drugs and hurting Kansas pharmacies. PBMs should be prohibited from unfairly manipulating costs, and this legislation would provide more transparency through reporting requirements to the FTC to help level the playing field for Kansas's pharmacies. The senators were joined by nine other senators in introducing this legislation. In Nebraska news, Broken Bow is recovering after an explosion and subsequent fire left many without power on a morning where actual air temperatures ranged from minus 30 to minus 20 degrees. Multiple explosions and a fire rocked the city of Broken Bow early Thursday morning, which started just after 6:15 a.m. at the downtown municipal power plant. The fire caused heavy damage, which led to an extensive power outage. And though most power has been restored in town, as of Thursday evening, several areas remained without electricity, including the municipal building, courthouse, and residences north of the railroad tracks. City officials confirmed that two city employees were inside the power plant during the explosion, and both sustained minor injuries. They were transported to Melham Medical Center. Broken Bow Mayor Rod Sonenshin signed an emergency declaration, and two emergency shelters have been opened to help those without power, one at Third City Christian Church and another at North Park Elementary. Broken Bow Public Schools canceled classes due to the ongoing power issues, and administrators were offering help to those who need it. North Park Elementary School Principal Malachi Berenz said he and other school officials knew that there needed to be some type of action that should be taken just to reassure their community, so they opened their media center, gym, and bathroom facilities, among other things. They said whatever their community needs, they want to make sure that they help in providing that. During a press conference, City Administrator Dave Schmidt said residents in those areas would remain without power for an undetermined amount of time while crews work to implement temporary systems. The exact cause of the accident is still under investigation.